McDonald Aircraft Company was incorporated in 1939 by James S. McDonald, Mr. Mack. My mother was hired by Mr. Mack in July of 1943. When she became a Mack teammate, she was given an employee number that was sequential with her hiring order. Her number was 83. Many years later, my employee number, as I was hired in 1980, was 192347. Mom told stories of her nearly 10 years with the company. She worked in payroll and finance. She would be given documents to carry from the airport administration building, where Mack had its headquarters, by streetcar to the arcade building in downtown St. Louis. These documents would prove that Mack had delivered products to the government and would serve as proof to the bank that they could trust Mack enough to float a loan to cover the payroll for the week. For years, this was known as putting another plane over the fence, and it was often a close call. Often with a call back to Mr. Mack to verify the veracity of the timing of the documents, the loan would be granted. The payroll would be sent to Mack offices. Each employee presented themselves at the payroll window with their approved time card. Mom would verify their rate of pay, count out their take-home cash, and obtain a receipt before they left the window. Mom was also a star of one of the bowling teams in the Mack leagues. She and her teammates won many trophies and awards during her years with the company. As a young boy, I found her bowling ball and coerced her into a demonstration. She accidentally rolled the ball across the living room and punched a large hole in our plaster wall. The bowling leagues were still big when I started with McDonnell Douglas. For many bowling teammates, the critical overnight data processing task was an update of the scores and standing after bowling night. The story she told made Mack seem a family business where everyone knew everyone. She always looked back fondly at her time at Mack. At the time of my birth, working mothers were not accepted, so that ended that part of her life. At her urging, I spent 35 years at the later day version of Mack and deeply understand her attachment to that company.